This is Pearson EdXL International GCSE in English as a Second Language, Unit 2, Listening. Sample assessment material for first assessment, June 2025. You have 5 minutes to read through the question paper. You may make notes at any time. You will hear each recording twice. After the first playing of the recording, you will hear one beep. After the second playing of the recording, you will hear two beeps. After each question title is announced, there will be a pause to allow you to read the question. You may write at any time while the recording is playing. You now have 5 minutes to read through the questions. You may open the question paper now.
Now, turn to the first question.
At a hotel. Question 1.
Good evening. Welcome to the Garden Hotel. My name is Oscar. Your room is number 32. I will take you to your room. It is on the first floor. You have a beautiful view from the room. You can see the lake. We have a great restaurant here. It opens at 7 o'clock in the morning and closes at 10 o'clock at night. You can also have room service from 7 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night. You can read information about the hotel on this piece of paper. Have a wonderful holiday. Good evening. Welcome to the Garden Hotel. My name is Oscar. Your room is number 32. I will take you to your room. It is on the first floor. You have a beautiful view from the room. You can see the lake. We have a great restaurant here. It opens at 7 o'clock in the morning and closes at 10 o'clock at night. You can also have room service from 7 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night. You can read information about the hotel on this piece of paper. Have a wonderful holiday.
An advert for Hillview School. Question 2A.
Are you looking for a great place to study? Then come to Hillview School.
We offer a great education. You can choose from more than 20 subjects, including music and computer science. What's more, the teachers are excellent. They work very hard to make sure you do well in your exams.
Are you looking for a great place to study? Then come to Hillview School.
We offer a great education. You can choose from more than 20 subjects, including music and computer science. What's more, the teachers are excellent. They work very hard to make sure you do well in your exams.
Question 2B.
Hillview is a modern school. In every room, you will see Wi-Fi, computers, and large TV screens. In our sports centre, we have a gym, a basketball court, and a swimming pool. Hillview is close to the bus and train stations. And we have lots of places for bikes too.
Come and visit us today.
Hillview is a modern school. In every room, you will see Wi-Fi, computers, and large TV screens. In our sports centre, we have a gym, a basketball court, and a swimming pool. Hillview is close to the bus and train stations. And we have lots of places for bikes too.
Come and visit us today.
A conversation about future careers. Question 3.
What career do you want, Yasmin?
I want to be a journalist. I listen to the news on the radio every morning when I wake up.
Are journalists paid well?
Yes, they're paid quite well. But that's not very important to me. I just want to do a job that I enjoy. What do you want to do, Marco?
I want to work with plants. That's what I enjoy doing. My grandparents showed me how to grow flowers and vegetables.
Do you want to own a flower or vegetable shop?
No. I want to work outside. I want to have a business working in the gardens of big hotels or companies. Last month, I visited the gardens at the university. They were so beautiful. I hope to visit the university gardens again in the holidays. What career do you want, Yasmin?
I want to be a journalist. I listen to the news on the radio every morning when I wake up.
Are journalists paid well?
Yes, they're paid quite well. But that's not very important to me. I just want to do a job that I enjoy. What do you want to do, Marco?
I want to work with plants. That's what I enjoy doing. My grandparents showed me how to grow flowers and vegetables.
Do you want to own a flower or vegetable shop?
No. I want to work outside. I want to have a business working in the gardens of big hotels or companies. Last month, I visited the gardens at the university. They were so beautiful. I hope to visit the university gardens again in the holidays.
A voicemail message. Question 4.
Hello, Alma. It's Mum here. I know you're at the theatre with Auntie Margaret and Uncle Emil, but I need to tell you a few things about the birds and the fish. I can't call you later, because the plane leaves at 10 o'clock. We're on the bus that goes to the airport now. We'll be there soon. Hello, Alma. It's Mum here. I know you're at the theatre with Auntie Margaret and Uncle Emil, but I need to tell you a few things about the birds and the fish. I can't call you later because the plane leaves at 10 o'clock. We're on the bus that goes to the airport now. We'll be there soon.
Question 5.
Anyway, when you come tomorrow, could you shut the window in the bathroom, please? I forgot to shut it. Also, there's some food in the fridge for you. I have put it in a bag. Please take it home and eat it. I don't like to waste food. Do you remember where the food for the animals is? It's in the cupboard under the kitchen sink. Bye for now. I'll text you when we arrive at the hotel tomorrow. Anyway, when you come tomorrow, could you shut the window in the bathroom, please? I forgot to shut it. Also, there's some food in the fridge for you. I have put it in a bag. Please take it home and eat it. I don't like to waste food. Do you remember where the food for the animals is? It's in the cupboard under the kitchen sink. Bye for now. I'll text you when we arrive at the hotel tomorrow.
The world of work. Question 6.
Philip?
I have a job, but I am also studying for a degree. It will take me longer than my friends, but that's okay. I am learning other skills too. For example, I am learning how to get on with my manager and how to behave in business meetings. My favourite thing is talking to clients. They can be from all over the world. I really enjoy getting paid every week too. I don't give my parents money for rent or go on any holidays, because I am saving up to buy an electric bike. But every week I buy a little present, like a box of chocolates, for my family.
Philip?
I have a job, but I am also studying for a degree. It will take me longer than my friends, but that's okay. I am learning other skills too. For example, I am learning how to get on with my manager and how to behave in business meetings. My favourite thing is talking to clients. They can be from all over the world. I really enjoy getting paid every week, too. I don't give my parents money for rent or go on any holidays because I am saving up to buy an electric bike. But every week I buy a little present, like a box of chocolates, for my family.
Question 7.
Mila?
3 years ago, I got a job in a bakery. I thought it was just for the summer holidays, but I never left. I fell in love with making bread and cakes. The only thing is that we start so early, at 4 o'clock in the morning. At least there's no traffic then. The bakery is doing really well. We always have customers coming into the shop.
Mila?
3 years ago, I got a job in a bakery. I thought it was just for the summer holidays, but I never left. I fell in love with making bread and cakes. The only thing is that we start so early, at 4 o'clock in the morning. At least there's no traffic then. The bakery is doing really well. We always have customers coming into the shop. At a travel agency. Question 8.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, please. My family and I would like to go on holiday in the summer holidays, and we need some ideas.
Great. Have you been to this travel agency before? Do we have your details?
Yes, we have come here lots of times. My name is Fatima Kamari.
Thank you. So, do you want a relaxing holiday? Or do you want to do lots of activities? Perhaps surfing or diving?
Well, we do want to go near the sea, but diving costs too much money, and surfing is too scary. But we do like going hiking and sightseeing.
So, would you like a quiet and peaceful resort rather than a resort in a big city?
Yes, that's right. We live in a big, noisy city, so we want something different.
So, would you like to stay in a small, quiet hotel too?
No, not this time. We usually stay in small hotels, but we have stayed in large hotels once or twice before, and we want to try that again.
Great. I have a few suggestions of big hotels by the sea for you. Have a look at these.
Hello. May I help you?
Yes, please. My family and I would like to go on holiday in the summer holidays, and we need some ideas.
Great. Have you been to this travel agency before? Do we have your details?
Yes, we have come here lots of times. My name is Fatima Kumari.
Thank you. So, do you want a relaxing holiday? Or do you want to do lots of activities? Perhaps surfing or diving?
Well, we do want to go near the sea, but diving costs too much money and surfing is too scary. But we do like going hiking and sightseeing.
So, would you like a quiet and peaceful resort rather than a resort in a big city?
Yes, that's right. We live in a big, noisy city, so we want something different.
So, would you like to stay in a small, quiet hotel too?
No, not this time. We usually stay in small hotels, but we have stayed in large hotels once or twice before, and we want to try that again.
Great. I have a few suggestions of big hotels by the sea for you. Have a look at these.
Finding hobbies. Question 9.
Hi, Zoe. I love your haircut.
Thank you, Jamie. I cut it myself using a TikTok video. It turned out okay, didn't it? My mother loves it, and even my brother said it's not bad. And he never gives compliments.
Was it difficult to do?
No, but it took a long time. I watched the video about 10 times beforehand. And I followed the instructions really thoroughly. I turned my music down low and put my mobile on silent. I didn't want anyone calling me. Or anything to bother me.
Well, congratulations. I've tried a few TikTok recipes now and then, but that's all. I chose ones that were quick and simple to do. When I get more confident, I'll try some that sound really tasty but need lots of ingredients that I've never heard of.
What about you, Simon? Do you use TikTok?
All the time. I am passionate about it. I get lots of ideas for hobbies from TikTok. I know there are problems with social media, but for some things, it's fantastic. Last summer, I learned how to paint. I did famous scenes of cities and skyscrapers, plants and animals, rivers and mountains. You name it, I did it. Just don't ask me to paint you. The portraits of my family were awful.
Hi, Zoe. I love your haircut.
Thank you, Jamie. I cut it myself using a TikTok video. It turned out okay, didn't it? My mother loves it, and even my brother said it's not bad. And he never gives compliments.
Was it difficult to do?
No, but it took a long time. I watched the video about 10 times beforehand. And I followed the instructions really thoroughly. I turned my music down low and put my mobile on silent. I didn't want anyone calling me or anything to bother me.
Well, congratulations. I've tried a few TikTok recipes now and then, but that's all. I chose ones that were quick and simple to do. When I get more confident, I'll try some that sound really tasty but need lots of ingredients that I've never heard of.
What about you, Simon? Do you use TikTok?
All the time. I am passionate about it. I get lots of ideas for hobbies from TikTok. I know there are problems with social media, but for some things, it's fantastic. Last summer, I learned how to paint. I did famous scenes of cities and skyscrapers, plants and animals, rivers and mountains. You name it, I did it. Just don't ask me to paint you. The portraits of my family were awful.
Types of companies. Questions 10A and 10B.
Do you have any advice for listeners who are applying for jobs but don't know whether to apply to big companies or small companies? Silvio?
Well, there's a lot more security in a big company than in a little company. Small companies often shut down. However, there's also a lot of pressure in big companies to work hard. I think the atmosphere in small companies is more relaxed.
What about you, Anna?
In a big firm, there's lots of job opportunities, which I like. You will be able to move up from a junior role to a senior or managerial position. But the roles are very fixed. I'd like more variety in my job. My friend works for a small company, and she has a lot of variety in her job. She does everything from working on reception to speaking to journalists.
Rosa, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad that I work for a big company because there are lots of opportunities to meet people. I've made some friends just by chatting in the canteen at lunchtime. But I also meet people through clubs and social events for staff. I sing in the choir, which meets every Monday lunchtime, and have joined the company football team. Last month, the company took us to see a show, so I was able to make friends on the way to and from the theatre.
Do you have any advice for listeners who are applying for jobs, but don't know whether to apply to big companies or small companies? Silvio?
Well, there's a lot more security in a big company than in a little company. Small companies often shut down. However, there's also a lot of pressure in big companies to work hard. I think the atmosphere in small companies is more relaxed.
What about you, Anna?
In a big firm, there's lots of job opportunities, which I like. You will be able to move up from a junior role to a senior or managerial position. But the roles are very fixed. I'd like more variety in my job. My friend works for a small company and she has a lot of variety in her job. She does everything from working on reception to speaking to journalists.
Rosa, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad that I work for a big company because there are lots of opportunities to meet people. I've made some friends just by chatting in the canteen at lunchtime. But I also meet people through clubs and social events for staff. I sing in the choir, which meets every Monday lunchtime, and have joined the company football team. Last month, the company took us to see a show, so I was able to make friends on the way to and from the theatre.
Over tourism. Question 11.
Over tourism is a word to describe when there are too many tourists in a particular place. First used in 2012, it describes a problem that has been growing since the 1980s, due to factors such as the availability of cheap air travel, enormous cruise ships, and the rising world population. An example of over-tourism is Maya Bay in Thailand. Maya Bay is a beautiful place. It is a circular bay protected by tall cliffs with white sand and turquoise water. 40 years ago, only a few tourists and local fishermen went there. Then, it was used as the location for the blockbuster film The Beach, released in 2000, and its popularity soared. By 2018, more than 5,000 tourists visited the bay each day. Inevitably, that number of tourists caused terrible damage to the plants and wildlife in the bay. To help the bay recover, the Thai government closed it for 4 years. It reopened in 2022, but with new restrictions to protect the beach. Now, speedboats cannot go into the bay, and there are boardwalks to walk on. More importantly, visitors will only be able to stay for 1 hour. This means that there will only be 400 people on the beach at any time. And only 3,000 people will be able to visit each day. But over-tourism isn't just a problem for Thailand or natural beauty spots. Cities around the world, from Amsterdam to Auckland, are having to find ways to balance the benefits and disadvantages of tourists. Authorities are trying out different ideas, including increasing taxes for tourists or encouraging people to go at different times of the year. Unlike Maya Bay, they cannot simply empty their cities and lock the doors. Over-tourism is a word to describe when there are too many tourists in a particular place. First used in 2012, it describes a problem that has been growing since the 1980s, due to factors such as the availability of cheap air travel, enormous cruise ships, and the rising world population. An example of over-tourism is Maya Bay in Thailand. Maya Bay is a beautiful place. It is a circular bay protected by tall cliffs with white sand and turquoise water. 40 years ago, only a few tourists and local fishermen went there. Then, it was used as the location for the blockbuster film The Beach, released in 2000. And its popularity soared. By 2018, more than 5,000 tourists visited the bay each day. Inevitably, that number of tourists caused terrible damage to the plants and wildlife in the bay. To help the bay recover, the Thai government closed it for 4 years. It reopened in 2022. But with new restrictions to protect the beach. Now, speedboats cannot go into the bay, and there are boardwalks to walk on. More importantly, visitors will only be able to stay for 1 hour. This means that there will only be 400 people on the beach at any time. And only 3,000 people will be able to visit each day. But over-tourism isn't just a problem for Thailand or natural beauty spots. Cities around the world, from Amsterdam to Auckland, are having to find ways to balance the benefits and disadvantages of tourists. Authorities are trying out different ideas, including increasing taxes for tourists or encouraging people to go at different times of the year. Unlike Maya Bay, they cannot simply empty their cities and lock the doors.
This is the end of the test.